Those who favor democracy in the Arab world often say they face an obstacle in the quality of Arabic language newspapers. They're not always considered free or reliable. But in Cairo, Egypt this month, the company plans to start what it calls that country's first truly independent Arabic daily. NPR's Peter Kenyon reports on the pro-Western paper called The Egyptian.
On virtually any street corner in Cairo, you can find a wide selection of newspapers. Pro-government, pro-opposition, Islamist, and nominally independent papers abound. It's largely this variety that prompts Taha Abdelalim, Egypt's director of state information services, to say that Egypt is a leader when it comes to press freedom among Arab states.
You have the independent newspapers, you have the opposition parties' newspapers, you have the national owned newspapers, and even in what's called the national press in Egypt, you'll find Islamic point of view or from liberal point of view, the same newspaper. You will find all views. I do think that there is no limit for their freedom.
But Hisham Kassim begs to differ. Kassim is the owner of the English language weekly, the Cairo Times, and one of a small group of human and civil rights advocates in a country where the government has enjoyed emergency military and police powers for decades. The Cairo Times broke new ground with its aggressive coverage of civil rights, including reports on the trials of pro-democracy and civil rights activists in Egyptian military courts that other papers largely ignore. Kassim believes Egyptian newspaper readership is down in the past decade for one simple reason. He says people are fed up with papers that routinely bury the news, if they print it at all.
I think, you know, press is a product, and if we had imported bad tea for the last 40 years, people would have stopped drinking tea. I think the same happened with print press. The time is ripe for, you know, something different, something to come and put pressure on the other papers to improve their professional standards.
Supporters of the Cairo Times say it's been a welcome addition, but has had a limited impact because it's in English. Now Kassim is ready to launch The Egyptian, an Arabic-language daily newspaper. He says his ambitions are high to redefine news for Egyptian readers.
Our press has alienated Arabs. It's turned the political reality today into a confrontation between Islam and Christianity. It's not reporting on interests and trying to explain why things are going this way. So we'd like to help integrate the society into the global society by helping them to understand global politics.
The newly painted offices of The Egyptian house a small but eager band of journalists, ready to embark on an exciting but uncertain venture. Editor Anwar El-Hawari says he leapt at the chance to work for Kassim, adding that this project touches a personal dream of his.
In Egypt now, we have a generation which never has a chance to express itself, which never has a chance to build the press which Egypt deserves. The Egyptian people deserve to have the right to produce its words, its opinions, its analysis.
Kassim had hoped to launch The Egyptian on May 3rd, International Press Freedom Day, but logistical problems have pushed the launch back to mid-May. He's realistic about his chances of success, noting that these days in Egypt any startup is a gamble. His supporters say they wish the paper a long and influential life, but they worry that a government that allows these views to be published once a week in English may be less tolerant when they start appearing every day in Arabic. Peter Kenyon, NPR News.